Hello, this is the Newborn Nurse Podcast, and I'm your host, Rachel Ramsey, RN, BSN. This podcast is for expectant and new mothers and families, and we are here to share with you a list of incredible newborn resources, services, professionals, and tips and tricks. We hope the info on this podcast informs you, helps you, and most of all, eases any anxieties, gives you confidence, and empowers you to be the best parent possible. Knowledge really is power, and we are here to inform and guide you through this season with your new baby. I am your host, Rachel Ramsey. I am a registered nurse and certified postpartum doula. I have 17 years of professional neonatal and maternal nursing experience and 5 years as the owner of The Newborn Nurse, a Nashville-based service that provides in-home care and newborn education to new families. I hope this podcast helps each of you in some big or small way. Biggest of congratulations and thanks for listening. You've got this, Mama, and we are here for you. As a reminder, any information you hear on this podcast is not a substitute for professional medical advice or treatment. Please see the full disclaimer on our website for more details. Website is listed in show notes. Hey guys, it's Rachel Ramsey back from The Newborn Nurse. And today we have a very special guest. She actually is my neighbor and lives right down the street. We have Vicki Woods here from Nashville Doula Services. And she is going to talk today about labor doulas and a little bit about the doula world. It's actually doula week this week. So it's a great time to chat with her. Welcome to the podcast today.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be here with you.
Yes. And literally you live on my street a few houses down. So we're on Zoom a few houses down from each other. Cool. Well, if you will tell us a little bit about your background, how you got started as a doula, all the things about your background, how many years you've been doing this, and then a fun fact, what is your favorite thing to do here in the Nashville area?
Okay. Well, maybe I'll start with that. My fun thing to do in the Nashville, I guess, would be I have a big family. So we like to get out and walk on the different trails that are in Nashville. We've also had a time, and hopefully we'll have a time again coming soon, where we got out and rode bikes. We don't do that as much because with a big family, people have outgrown their bikes or what have you. But yeah, so we love to get out. And then, of course, music. It's always a part of Nashville, going to concerts. We love all kinds of music. And so that's been super fun. So my background is I always loved everything to do with birth and babies growing up, like begged my mom to have a baby when I was 13. Mom, please have another baby. I will do everything. I'll take care of it. She was like, I don't think that's happening. And so as I got a little older, well, actually the first birth I ever attended was when I was 16 years old. My sister had a baby and I was able to go and be a support to her. But really it was all new to me. And it was really just going as like a, you know, just to go and be a support. She needed extra support. It was very eye-opening, but it also just made me have that passion of like, I have to do something with birth. This is amazing. That moment a baby enters the world. It was my niece. So it was special in that way. I know you can relate to that with having nieces. Mm-hmm. And it was like, this is amazing. I want to have kids of my own. If that, you know, if that's my path, I would definitely want to have kids of my own, but I have to do something with birth. So that was my initial thought at that point. And then as the years went on, I had some close family friends. Growing up, my dad was a pastor. And so we always knew tons of families and everything. And one family friend who ended up having 10 kids, and some she had in the hospital, some she had at home, but she always invited me to like help post-birth with just like learning on the, you know, on the job kind of training. And then also to just come and be a support for her at her births, which was awesome. So I got to be at some of her home births. I got to help her postpartum. And that just really solidified it for me. But soon after that, I got married. So before that, I'd gone to college and done like early childhood development, and was a co-preschool teacher for a while. You know, that was kind of my background, was all about like education and child rearing kind of stuff. Then got married, had my own kids. So I have 5 of my own kids. And then we have a bonus child that we take care of as well. And I have 2 grandbabies now too.
A brand new grandbaby. How old, like 5 months or 4 months?
She's actually only 3 months. Yeah,
3 months.
December 1st, so a little over 3 months, almost 4 months. So yeah, a 2-year-old and a little girl that's 3 months old. And so had my own kids. And through the years of having my own kids, people would invite me, my friends, like, hey, you have kids. Would you come to my birth? And of course, as doing what I do now, I was like, yes, I would love to come to your birth. I just thought it was such an honor to be asked. So I went all the time. And most of the time I was doing that for free, or people would give me a little money. Finally, my husband was like, honey, you should do this as a job. And I was like, really? Like, I didn't know if he would be all in, because it's, you know, you're on call and it's a big deal. And he was like, absolutely, you should do it. And so I kind of knew there was such a thing as a doula, but I really didn't know what was involved. And so I started researching it and went and got trained and certified through Dona International, which is how I kind of started out. So that's kind of how I started out. And around that time, actually right after I went and got trained and everything, is when the company I work for now, Nashville Doula Services, started up, which I'm sure we'll get more into, but
yeah. And I think a cool thing you hit on, I feel the same way about the same way you do, is I would do this work if I weren't paid. I love it. I just live, eat, and breathe. I carried baby dolls around my entire childhood, probably a little too long. I remember my mom being like, you're still carrying around a baby doll. I'm like, yes, I am. But it's just in our blood, you know? And so it sounds like it was for you too. And it's it's a calling. It's an actual calling and passion, and you can never pull us away from this work. I don't think Well, very cool. If you want to tell us a little bit about Nashville Doula Services, and we'll get to that at the end too, on how to contact you, but how you got started going from a labor doula and a little bit about what a labor doula does into being a business owner, and what your business encompasses and all the things you help moms with everything. So if you can explain a little bit about that.
So a little bit first about how what a doula does is labor and delivery doula, or birth doula, as we're called. You know, it's not the same as a nurse where we have to have we have to go through years of college and credentialing. However, to be a professional doula, you should get trained with a reputable organization and then get certified, is what it's called. And so some people think that's years of training. It's really not. But I will tell you, as an owner, like, we can usually spot the people that have a gift for it and that are going to do really well. And then there's people who say they're passionate about it, you know, but you know, I will say there's some things that are learned just like in any business. And there's some things that are just God given, and it's kind of in you, you know? And so that's really cool. And I feel like there was just a setup all through the years of me, you know, learning and just going from there. But so I got trained and certified. I worked as a solo practice doula in Nashville. That would have been 2007 was when my last son was born. So it's probably like I was doing births through there, but 2009 is when I probably started professionally attending births as a certified doula, and, you know, doing all that. So got busy pretty quick because I'd already attended a lot of births. I kind of did mine a little backwards. I had a lot of experience and then got trained and certified. So I already had a lot of friends and family who were like, we want you at our birth. Oh, we told our friend. Oh, so I got kind of busy pretty quick, which was great. Then that was right around the time the agencies were starting in Nashville, like birth agencies, you know, postpartum agencies, all this kind of stuff. And so we were one of the first birth doula and postpartum doulas, or birth doula mostly is what we started out as, to join, you know, to start in Nashville. And so I was not an owner at that point. I was asked to be interviewed. And I think how it started was like a Facebook message, like, do you want to learn more about being a doula? Like, do you want to get professional experience? Like, do you want to be part of a growing team? And I was like, oh, yes, sign me up. Because I really felt like I was doing it on my own. I was having to find backup support. It's really a lot when you're doing all the business side and you're doing it yourself. And so I was like, absolutely. So went and interviewed. It was just like a no-brainer, like, absolutely, I'm joining this team. So that brings me to my business partner, which is Whitney Cantrell. She was one of the founders and owners, along with Meryl Durham, who's now gone on to be a labor and delivery nurse. And they were just really great. I really felt like there was a lot of unity in what we all were thinking at the time and like starting this out. And so they started that business. I joined as a birth doula and a postpartum doula. And we were slammed. I mean, I think that first year I had 35 births, which, I mean, you know, that's about roughly 2 to 3 a month, not crazy, but for just starting out, it was a lot. And I got a ton more experience just in the hospitals here, because I'd done some home births and things before. So that was great. And then 2 years into that, you know, Meryl was ready to kind of go and do her labor and delivery school, go on to the next thing. And they were kind of like, we need somebody else to step in as an owner. Whitney was about to have another baby. It was just the whole thing. And I honestly had never seen myself doing that. But after a lot of prayer and consideration, it just seemed like I can't let this thing not go, because I mean, I can't let this just stop, because I just felt like, for me and all of our other doulas on our team, we were like, we love this. It's such a great, you know, model. And so with my husband's support, I jumped in as an owner. And like, I would say the first 2 to 3 years were really tough, because I was learning new things that I'd never learned before. I'm not a pro at like making forms and doing websites, and you know, it was like all the stuff. Anyway, I could go on
tech, all the techie things. Yes.
So you hire out for what you don't know, and you collaborate with other people, and it's just been so awesome. It's been a lot of work. And I sat down, Whitney and I both sat down with a kind of business coach that for when I was first coming on, and he said, now as an owner, it's great to think you can still do births and do all that. But he said, at some point it gets really hard when you're trying to do admin work and do the work itself. And he was very right. And so I've definitely had to back down from what I was doing. So I don't take like the 3 to 4 births a month. However, right now I do have a couple months where I have 3 births. It's just how it is. And so, because I have repeat clients that I want to work with and I love it. So it's hard for me to say no sometimes.
I get that too. It's very hard to be good at both things and to pour everything. You have to learn to balance and say no. And it's very hard to go from when you're a hands-on person and you love caring for the babies and the moms to shift to being the business owner. It's definitely a shift for sure. So let's talk about doulas. So the word doula, the term doula means to mother the mother. And there are different kinds of doulas. So if someone's listening to this podcast and they're like, what's a doula? So there are two main kinds of doulas. One is a labor or birth doula, and one is a postpartum doula, which I'm a postpartum doula. I help the mom postpartum, which means after the birth. But the labor doula, so let's talk about that, because a lot of people in Nashville where we live now, it's the trend. Everybody's getting a doula. Everybody is getting one. So what is a labor doula? What do they do? What does it actually look like during a delivery? Like, what kinds of things are you doing to help, and all the things about labor doula? Just tell us all about it.
So a labor doula is like a professional labor assistant, basically. So we help all leading up to the birth, depending on when they sign with us, to help prepare them for labor according to what they're wanting to do. If they're wanting to do hypnobirthing or Lamaze or whatever, we're going to support them with whatever they're doing, whatever mode. Some people are like, I have no idea. I'm just going into this. It's all new to me. So we help direct them and give them resources and things that they can look into as much or as little as they want. Because some people, that's overwhelming to them. They just want somebody to be there. And then once it's actually time for them to have their baby, then we're going in, we either meet them at home and labor with them at home when things kind of pick up, but they're not quite ready to go to the hospital yet or birthing center. Or if they're having a home birth, then we're there, or we will meet them at their place of birth, just depending on what they want. But either way, we're in communication with them throughout and kind of finding out, you know, like, oh, what's going on? And they kind of tip us off to like, I think things are starting up, not sure. So it's really that physical and emotional support that kind of fills in the gap between their care provider and them. So a lot of times, like right now, I feel like we have just a huge influx of people wanting birth doulas, just like what you said, because I think the doctors and providers and midwives, they're just so overwhelmed because there's such a huge, you know, influx right now of births. There have been for, I think, like the last couple of years, but because of that, a lot of those doctors and care providers don't have as much time to sit down and like ask questions and answer their questions and really get to know them.
And you don't even know what to ask. The patient doesn't even know what to ask.
Right.
Sorry to interrupt. I just thought of something. I was a labor and delivery nurse a million years ago. And I don't think moms don't really know going into this, but when you are in a hospital delivery, the nurse will come in every couple of hours and check on you and check your dilation and then be there at the end. So you're basically just kind of hanging out with your partner. Usually the partner, the dad, doesn't really know what's going on. They're just kind of like the wingman. So to have a person that's a labor doula, that's a professional, a guide, if you will, talk you through, I like to know what's happening. Like, I don't want to just go into something blindly, especially a birth, and be like, what's happening? So it's very helpful to have a labor doula kind of coach and guide them through what to expect with the process.
Right. And I failed to mention that we're not only supporting our client, we're also supporting their partner, spouse. And that's huge, because sometimes it's the partner that's kind of on the fence. Like, I don't know if we really need this. Like, I want to be your person. Why do we need this? And then after the birth, they'll come to us and be like, I don't know what I would have done if you hadn't been here. Like, it was so nice to know I could go to the bathroom, get a cup of coffee, like have just a little mental space if I needed it, and not be 100% on the whole time, even though they're still very needed, very wanted. And part of what we do at Nashville Doula Services that I think is so important, and a lot of doulas do, is really try to incorporate the birth partner, which could be spouse, whoever, mother or sometimes, into being a support. So we're not ever going to be like birth professional here, out of our way. I mean, it really is like a team effort, and we're very respectful with the nurses and the doctors, midwives. And I mean, our experience here in Nashville, at least with our team, is that we're very well received most of the time. And if we're not, we just kill them with kindness. And by the end, they love us, you know?
Yeah.
But really, we're doing a different job than they're doing. You know, their job is all the medical stuff, and they have to cross all the T's and dot all the I's. And our job is really to be there as an emotional and physical support to our client and her person, and to explain things. When things come up, they're like, I have no idea what they're talking about. What do they mean, X, Y, and Z? We can really lay it out and say, well, you do have a couple options. You know, your doctor's saying they want to do this, but you could ask if this is a possibility as well. And just helping them to make an informed decision where they really leave when it's all said and done. The goal is that they're, no matter how things played out, because we never know, that they will be over, you know, their birth will be over and they will be able to say, wow, I felt really well supported. And I felt like I had information to make a good informed decision that was right for me.
That's so important. That's so important. No matter, like you said, no matter what way the birth goes at the end, for the mom to think she has some control over the choices and the decisions on what was made. When a mom feels out of control and like they weren't well informed, there is some trauma there, if you will, some emotional trauma and guilt and all these crazy emotions that go on. So I don't have children, but if I ever do, I've been a nurse forever, but I would definitely hire a labor doula, even though I know what's going on. It's just so nice to have that support and someone hold your hand literally and, you know, literally and not literally. But yeah, so
we have a lot of nurses who do hire us, which is really cool. So
yeah. So that's,
I'm not a nurse, but they know that. And they know that we have our service is very valuable in a different way, you know, and absolutely, we're going to be also, we're a more objective party because we're not like as emotionally invested, even though there've been times I have been, because they're very close friends or whatever, but we can objectively look at the situation and say, hey, here's what's going on. You know, here's what you need to know, and not be like, you need to do this right away. Unless it's an emergency, then it's an emergency, and that's a different scenario.
Right.
Things don't happen as much either.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. This is Rachel from The Newborn Nurse. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you are learning some valuable and helpful information on this podcast. If you would like to learn even more, we have something new and exciting to tell you about. We have created our Newborn Care 101 online video course for first-time expectant parents or parents who want a refresher course in newborns. This course is taught by me, a neonatal newborn nurse and expert of 18 years and founder of The Newborn Nurse. It's so super important to make sure you are gathering your newborn information from a trusted and experienced source as you prepare for your baby. This course is a series of educational videos where you will learn everything you need to know about newborn care all in one spot without having to search and scroll all over the internet. You can take this course in the comfort of your own home and nursery with your own baby equipment and at your own pace. You can also rewatch the videos as many times as you would like with unlimited access to these videos for an entire year. Many of the families who have already taken this course have reached out to tell me how helpful it is to go back and be able to review these videos once their baby has arrived. In this course, you will learn swaddling, diapering, bathing, breastfeeding, bottle feeding, burping, cord care, how to use your breast pump and car seat, how to prevent mastitis, calm a fussy baby, and much, much more. You also get free printables, including a checklist of what to pack in your hospital bag, a must-haves product list for your baby registry, and the best part, you get free access to our Facebook online community group where you can meet other new moms and also have access to me, Rachel, for any newborn questions you have along your journey. The families who have taken this course already have raved about it and have felt it has been super helpful and allowed them to feel prepared, organized, ready, and knowledgeable about their newborn. For our podcast listeners, you can receive 10% off this course with coupon code, all caps, podcast, at the checkout. The link to purchase this course is in the show notes below. Thank you for being here and best wishes to you and your family. I hope you feel loved, supported, and empowered as a new parent. Thanks so much and have a great day. Can you talk a little bit about the difference in what a hospital birth looks like and then a home birth as it pertains to the doula world?
What's your role like? A lot of that's just going to depend on like what number baby it is too, I would say, as far as a home birth. A lot of times I feel like I would get there a little sooner if it's a home birth because there's more, you know, for us to do. I mean, I guess that just depends if it's like second baby or it seems to be going fast or whatever. I'll start with a home birth. What that would look like is we usually do one of our prenatals would be a visit where the midwife comes and does the home visit. Usually they do it around 36 weeks. It's like a big visit. And usually we'll try to go to that if we can, so that we meet her, the rest of her birth team. And we all know, like, we're on the same page, right? We want a good outcome. them. And then at a home birth, it's a lot the same. It's the hands-on support. We do hip squeezes. We're rubbing their back. We're getting them food. We're getting them snacks. We're helping the partner, spouse, whatever. But also it's sometimes a little bit of help afterwards, like cleaning things up if the team needs us to do that. But that's absolutely something we do. Starting a load of laundry, getting them a meal. So there's a little more of that that we can do at home, whereas at the hospital, that's just like usually provided for them, depending. Sometimes I do get a meal if they need one at a hospital birth too. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else about a home birth that I left out. I mean, still they're kind of keeping us informed when labor starts. They pretty much decide when they want us to come, unless we think things are happening fast, and we'll say, how do you feel about us going ahead and heading that way? You know,
What about on the exit in a home birth, yeah. Baby's born? What does that look like as you leave the scene of the delivery? What is
our goal for both home birth and hospital birth is to leave where the, you know, our client is in a good spot where she feels like I feel pretty good about this. Like my baby's hopefully, if she's planning to breastfeed, baby's latched. We've gotten one good feeding in and helped with that if they needed help with that. And then like they've had a snack or something to drink. Everything's kind of tidy. My ideal is like with a home birth that you leave them, they're kind of tucked into bed and it's kind of like, keep me posted. Let me know how everything's going. And then we do a postpartum visit with them, usually at 1 to 2 weeks, just to wrap up the birth and like talk about if they had any questions. One thing I didn't mention too, and I'll talk about, you know, we're going to talk about the hospital birth too aspect, but we try to keep notes as long as the birth didn't go super fast. We'll kind of put notes that are a little different than like what their medical records might show, like water broke at this time. We kind of put that down too, but mom said this, it was kind of funny. Your dad said this, sorry, said this. And so we'll try to do that as long as we have the time, like on our phone, you know,
that's so sweet. Like a journal entry.
Yeah. So that at their postpartum visit, we can kind of talk about that. And not every doula does that, but like I said, we do try to do that or take pictures. Some people it's really important to them, like have pictures of the different positions they tried or those first pictures right after baby's born, you know, so we try to do that as well. And that's going to be the same for a hospital birth or a home birth. But a hospital birth, then a lot of times sometimes we meet them at their home. I would say more often than not, we're meeting them at the hospital, when they kind of get there and get checked in and everything. And if they're having an induction, that can look different just depending on the situation. And everybody does that a little differently, but I typically, you know, usually we're like available from the very front part of an induction to kind of FaceTime with them, talk with them, text with them, and then wait until they need our hands-on support. Unless they're going in and they're like 5 centimeters dilated and probably going to have a baby in a few hours, you know? So it kind of depends on the scenario, but as far as the hospital birth goes, we're there, we're getting washcloths when they need them. We're right in the room. Most of our doulas, I think almost all of our doulas now on our team are credentialed for the OR, like St. Thomas Midtown. So if we're there, we can actually transfer with them to the OR should a C-section become necessary. We do have clients that hire us for C-sections too. So, you know, that's not the norm, but I would say like, especially if it's their first, sometimes people do hire just because they want that extra person with them in case like the partner has to go to the nursery with baby or something like that. They're not left by themselves with someone they don't know.
And the nurse, again, the nurse is working like the nurse, you think in your brain, the nurse is going to be right there beside you, patting your hand. And that's what we want to do, but you're doing 100 other things. So the mom sometimes is laying there by herself on the OR table. The partner's gone with the baby, the nurse is working and she's alone. So to have a person just sitting with her is probably super comforting to just be with her.
Yeah, for sure. I think so. And even just in a normal delivery, if someone's having a vaginal birth, like they think, oh, the nurse is in there the whole time. Like I have heard that a lot where they're like, now what does a doula do if my nurse is going to be with me the whole time? I was like, well, your nurse is not going to be, usually they have other patients at the same time and they're having to go through all the room. Yep. And that's why having a doula is so great. Cause it's kind of like that steady person that's there the whole time. And with our agency, one thing that's really wonderful that I love, and I did this as a solo practice doula too, but it was harder, is that we have built-in backup. So our clients are going to get to meet their backup doula at one of the prenatals as well, that we kind of go through things. They get to meet their backup doula and make sure it's a good fit for them. So that if for any reason, it's really a safeguard for us and for our clients. If we have a family emergency, like we have a life too, right?
Yeah.
So births are really important and we want to be there if we're like the primary doula. But if we had a family emergency or we were sick, we're not going to come to your birth, you know? And so then our backup could come in and take over. Or if it was a really long labor, you know, I always tell my clients, hopefully that won't be you, but if it's like a really long labor, then they would have that constant support the whole time. And it wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be like you've been in active labor for 24 hours and only had your doula for 5, you know,
right.
We would be able to call in the backup if we needed them. which is great. So
very great. Such a fun and wonderful service that y'all offer. So if someone listening to the podcast is interested in becoming a doula, again, I'm a postpartum doula. I actually got certified through the CAPA organization. There's several different organizations that you can go through. Anyone can say they're a doula, any person. You want to make sure that your doula is certified through a reputable organization, CAPA, DONA, ProDoula. Are there any others you can think of that are?
I mean, there's a lot. There's like Birth Arts International and that sort of thing. We actually have a wing of our business. I don't know if you knew this. That's Harbor Birth Institute, where we train certified doulas as well. But that's local to Tennessee. So it's not, I'm not going to claim it's international yet. Maybe someday. We're not international, but we are recognized on like Doula Match and things like that. So if people that's are awesome. Looking. Yes. And so that's another side. If anybody's interested in becoming a doula, they could reach out to us. We have a website that's www.harborbirthinstitute.com. But we started that just because I so appreciate my training through DONA. I'm not going to say anything bad about that. The reason we really wanted to do something like this is more just hands-on, where you actually are getting to know the people. You know, DONA and CAPA, they're big organizations and they're great. And they're able to do so much because they're big, which is awesome. But ours, we just wanted it to be more of like, we try to do things quarterly where we do a sharpen your skills nights and things like that, where we're kind of getting more hands-on with doulas. And the one thing I would say, like, I absolutely agree with you that you want a doula that's certified, but there are doulas out there that are trained and they're trying to get certified. They're getting births for certification. I don't think that's a bad thing. You just want another level of experience. If you're fine with having somebody that it's obvious they have a giftedness for this, but they've been trained, I think that's a, you know, that's a good bet as well. Unless you're looking for someone who, like, I want someone who's been to hundreds of births, and, you know.
Trust your gut on when you pick a doula. Absolutely. It's a relationship, you know, you're going to be with this person. They're going to be with you in the biggest moment of your life. Yes, so make sure you like them and they like you, and there's a good rapport there for sure.
Yeah. And we always offer a no obligation consultation so they can decide if it is a good fit for them or not, you know? So I think that's really important.
Awesome. Cool. I've learned so much. So if someone wants to contact you, if they want to schedule or plan to have a labor doula, I always say this in other podcasts that I've done, we are on a waiting list. We book months in advance. I'm sure y'all do too. So you can't do this last minute. It's just not going to happen. So what is the booking process? How far in advance? What does someone do if they need to book you guys?
Yeah, I would say you get the most bang for your buck. Like, you're going to get the most from having a birth doula team if you can do this early on. So some people will hire us as early as 9 to 12 weeks. I know that's scary for some people because they want to make sure everything's good with their pregnancy and everything. But I would say for sure by the 20 week mark, you should be ready to, like, you should be interviewing doulas and planning. All that to say, we have had people who request last minute. I'm sometimes floored how last minute, like sometimes people 2 weeks before their birth, like, we've really, you know, wasted time. We really want to do it. It's kind of like, oh, I'm sorry. However, sometimes it works out in their best interest, because not best interest, but at least they can get in, because we might have had a client who delivered really early. And so now a doula has a spot available. So I will say, like, you can still reach out. It might happen, but it is harder last minute. So I would typically, people will hire us anytime in like that end of first trimester, somewhere in the second trimester, but we do book out oftentimes like 3 months in advance. And it just depends, you know, sometimes it's more than that. Sometimes we're like, we're booked out for 4 months, 5 months.
Just depends on the season, I'm sure.
It does. And we are also, we're adding to our team, because there has been a big growth. So, you know, it just, we may be able to even, you know, take more as time goes on, but you have to cut it off at some place. You don't want to be spread too thin.
You don't want to be spread thin. Quality over quantity. Quality. What is your website, or how can people find you? I know you guys have an Instagram, a Facebook, and all the things.
Yes, on Instagram, we're Nashville Doula Services. This is our logo, and it's like a gray circle. It says Nashville Doula Services. Our Instagram is awesome. My co-owner runs that. She does such a great job. There's tons of reels on there. She's
it's hilarious. Fun. Your posts are so fun.
And so she does a great job with that. And we're also on Facebook, Nashville Doula Services, but a lot of the content will be similar. There's probably more on Instagram. And then our website is www.nashvilledoulaservices.com, nashvilledoulaservices.com. And, you know, we offer a lot of service. We offer childbirth education, breastfeeding education. We've got IBCLC, CLCs on our team. And so, like, belly binding, placenta encapsulation, there's a lot that, it, you know, is all in Nashville Doula Services. And that's one of the reasons they initially we even started as a business was to try to kind of be, you know, you come here, you can get your childbirth education and your birth doula and all the other things under one umbrella.
You do literally everything, which is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Go ahead.
I have a physical office too in Franklin, but it's not a storefront. It's by appointment only, but we're over on the same floor as like Haven Birth and Wellness, which is a home birth midwife practice, and also Tennessee Alternative Medicine. So it's right across the street from Urban Market. And we do prenatals and consultations there and groups and things. So it's pretty awesome.
I need to come back into your space sometime.
Yeah, we'd love that.
Yeah. What is the name of your certification process or what's the name of that again?
It's Harbor Birth Institute. And on Instagram, it's Become a Doula. I should have pulled it up so I could show you. But I can give you all the information if you have like show notes you want to put it in or whatever.
Yeah, I can do that. Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's Become a Doula is what it is on Instagram. And Harbor Birth Institute. So www.harborbirthinstitute.com. And we do birth doula trainings three times a year. So usually in January, May, and October. They sell out every single time.
I bet they do, yeah.
And we do it in Franklin at the beautiful Greystone Quarry Cottage. We rent that for the weekend and we do our trainings out there. And yeah, it's awesome. We've had some great gals come through there. So
cool. Wonderful. There's such a need for it. I mean, like you said, there's a waiting list. So, well, thank you for your time today. This is such great information for all of our moms, and getting a labor doula is definitely a great investment for your birth. I mean, I can't recommend it enough. So thank you for your time, and I appreciate it so much. Okay. Have a great day.
Yes. You too, Rachel.
Vicky. Okay. All right. Bye. If you loved what you heard on our podcast today, don't forget you can learn even more with our new Newborn Care 101 online video course. This course is taught by me, a newborn registered nurse expert, and covers all kinds of newborn education, including swaddling, diapering, bathing, breastfeeding, how to use your breast pump and car seat, sleep training, and much, much more. You also get free access to our online course community, which gives you direct access to me, Rachel, for any newborn questions along the way. Our podcast listeners get a special discount, so make sure to use coupon code PODCAST in all caps at the checkout. The link to purchase this course is in show notes below. Thanks so much and have a great day. Although I am a nurse, I am not your medical provider, and any information from me is purely educational and is not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a professional for your particular situation before making any decisions. My opinion about any brands we mention on the podcast is based on my personal experience and is not an endorsement about the suitability of any products for your particular needs.